Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida. Crowd podcast.
See, why are you so aggressive, bruv?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
Coming up this week.
Because I'll be real, I ain't played Sims since like 2003 or 4. So I can't even remember. I'll be real, the only thing I remember trying to do is trying to have
woo-hoo.
Sex.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. When you done the woo-hoo, you're like, hey.
And we're back, episode 8. We're inside. Are you telling me, Tubbs?
Aye, feeling good.
Feeling good.
We're joined by a very special guest today.
Very, very special guest.
Aye.
None other than Els the Witch. Are you telling us, Els?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. Els the Witch.
I know.
Are you an actual witch?
No. So that's where everyone gets confused. It was basically when I was at high school, I used to be quite moody.
Okay.
And instead of calling me the B word, my friends were like, don't be a witch. So it's stuck and they actually still just call me witch to this day. So
you telling them, Els, what you been up to this week? Let them know.
So I had my first ever TV advert come out. It's really exciting. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm in the TV advert with McDonald's for the new McCrispy burger. It's me, Maya Jama, Michael Dapper and Keith Lemon. Yeah, it's been on TV loads. Because even my dad messages me. He's like, you're on BT Sport.
It's everywhere. Yeah. Do you know what it is with McD's? Now that you're in and around them, can you let them know? Make it halal.
I just have one halal option. I was shocked when I found that out. It was,
and it's
halal.
Like this. There's a massive majority of Muslims. Why not just make it halal? You'll make so much more money.
I only eat fillet fish.
To be fair, that is one of the best burgers on the menu, in my opinion.
I don't eat fish. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I've never tried a Big Mac.
No, I've never tried a Big Mac.
We went Morocco.
Yeah, bro, in Morocco. Tried
it. Do you not think it's the same?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
You never tried it?
Obviously, yeah.
So you have?
No. Fillet fish. Literally, fillet fish. Tubbs, before we go any further, we got a brand new sponsor.
Is that right, Hads?
This episode is sponsored by none other than Ahmed Tea, the award-winning global tea company that me and Tubbs have been drinking our whole lives. They're founded on a love of tea and a commitment to quality.
With a range over 300 perfectly blended teas and infusions.
They only work with the finest tea gardens around the world and they're inspiring the love of tea everywhere. Not only that, Tubbs, but you can easily find their whole range at ahmedtea.com alongside Amazon and Ocado for quick and easy delivery. Go on then, Tubbs, tell the people what they're offering.
Classic and bold English breakfast teas, elegant Earl Grey teas, flavours and cardamom teas, a punchy range of fruity and herbal teas, including wild strawberry tea, a range of classic tea created with Kew Gardens, a new decaf range of teas, including a delicious hazelnut and chocolate tea.
And if that's not enough, treat yourself to 20% off at ahmedtea.com using the online code TANDH20. That's T, you know the and, that's like the just the little...
The and sign.
The and sign. TANDH20. And in case you're getting things done early, their Christmas products are now available online, including a tea advent calendar and tea baubles. Are you getting any for anyone, Tubbs?
Well, I'm going to get them for everyone I know. And don't forget, Hides, every cup of Ahmed tea makes the world a better place.
Separately, big up Ahmed tea, though.
Big up Ahmed tea.
We've been drinking them our whole life.
My whole life, you know.
Whole life's cardamom tea.
It's infusion. Let man know. It's infusion. It's not tea. But respect that.
Leng. God bless Ahmed tea.
Every time.
Yep. Obviously, we've been on your podcast.
You have.
Citizens Game Podcast.
Yeah, we talked about gaming.
Yeah,
we did. Obviously, you're on our podcast now. And on this podcast, we normally come up with two topics. And I don't know if you've heard, former Prime Minister let go of her duties.
Well, she quit, right?
All
right,
now, I have this theory because I don't know if you saw the video that was going around a couple of weeks ago. This was way before she got sacked. She went to visit the king. And as she's walked in, she's bowed down. And then he's gone, oh, hello, hello, you're here again. And she's gone, yeah, just lovely to see you or something. He's gone, dear, oh, dear. Like, you're here again, basically, innit? And then 2 weeks later, she's sacked.
Here again.
I have a feeling she got sacked.
I just think that
I don't think she resigned.
She went up to it.
44 days.
You know when it's like, you know at school when you got in trouble and they didn't want to expel you, but they ask you to leave. They're like, if you want to leave, we advise you to leave. I think that's what similar what happened to Liz. Why does she always look just like spaced out or just not?
It's a weird one still. I feel like, I don't know, do they purposely put these people in charge? Like
Joe Biden got the whole compilation of him like just
doing madness.
Not even Boris. Saying his words correctly.
My theory is that the person that gets elected or just is in charge is just the face of it. And then it's actually everyone else that calls the shots and makes the decision.
It's mad stuff.
They just take one for the team and are like,
44
right.
44 days.
They said that, I seen a meme this morning that Cher, you know the song Believe, was at number one for longer than Liz Truss was Prime
that
Minister.
That is mental.
Oh.
It's a banger to be fair though, so fair enough.
What would you do for those 44 days? If you've got into power and within the first week you're getting pressured, you're realizing, rare, I might not even last a month. What are you going to do?
I'd probably just look at the infrastructure of certain areas and just redistribute the wealth.
Yep.
There's potholes all over Brent. No, sorry, Brent Council.
The worst potholes you will ever come across are in Brent.
Look how potholes are top of your...
They're like Baghdad. I've been to Baghdad and the potholes in Brent rival Baghdad.
They rival them.
They're like it's big. It's crazy.
I remember I was on my ped once near Neasden. Oh my God. I felt like I was going into, you know, when the meteor strikes, what's it called?
Crater.
Crater.
I felt like I was going into a crater. I swear.
Did you fall off? I can imagine in a moped, you swear.
Almost. Yeah. Like if I weren't a driver, obviously.
No, right.
If I weren't a driver, I would rip off still. But you know, you could claim.
Yeah, council. Yeah, you claim on the council, yeah.
But you can only claim, have if you ever-
a certain level, a certain
No. Depth. Have you ever seen a pothole and it's got like the graffiti circle around it?
No.
Yeah, I have actually, yeah. That's when, before they fix it.
When they get the call, like, yo, this pothole's here, it's mad, they send someone out, they graffiti it, but they don't fix it, they just graffiti it. Like, yeah, look, this one needs to get fixed.
Yeah.
If within that time it's graffitied, you go over it in your car, your ped, whatever, and your car mashes up, you can claim against them.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Take my word.
So in the past 6 years, we've had 5 prime ministers.
How many of those were actually elected?
That's more than Manchester United managers.
Can we work it out? Liz Truss.
Boris.
Cameron.
The woman before him.
Cameron.
Oh. No, Theresa May. Theresa May, there you
Theresa
go.
Theresa May.
Cameron was 6 years. 2016.
Before her. So it was Cameron, then Theresa. And then before him, it was it Gordon Brown? Is that his name?
Yeah,
Gordon
I think Brown.
That
was like ages ago.
Raw, time's flying.
Raw.
Like Theresa May can't really remember much about what she did, except for the meme of her dancing. Do you remember that? When she walks on, she's like...
Yeah. She had a great time.
Yeah, great meme.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I think we're going for another like economic downwards.
Oh yeah, there's going to be a collapse.
I think we're going through it now.
No, it has not started yet. Because it will have to have the knock-on effect. So obviously the inflation on mortgages and just everything is happening right now. Obviously the energy prices, I think that's the worst thing ever. And that's going to have a knock-on effect. So I think right now it's like really bad, but it's going to go very soon. What have you noticed like price-wise that's gone up? Because I was in Pret the other day. I got a salad and a mac and cheese and a water and it was £18. So what's going on?
No, a lot of stuff's gone up. Like, I walk into the shop now and I'm like, I paid this much for this the other day. How's it gone up double, basically?
They say 70% of people go live on paycheck to paycheck and actually like got less than 100 quid in their bank account.
We should need a day off, like one day when something massive doesn't happen. Why it's been the past, it's nearly 3 years now of just constant like dramatic things. Have you ever watched The Crown? Because in that, they'll cover sort of like big moments like the person landing on the moon and things like that. It's literally every day that we're living through stuff like that.
Tough one still, but
yeah,
on a little lighter note, do you think King Charles, someone shows him all these vids of him going viral?
He must see it. Yeah, his grandson's name? He got one grandson that's definitely going to show him.
William's son, what's his name?
Hey, do you reckon he's seen the meme of his hands?
That's what I'm saying. You know? Bare stuff like that video of him when he was signing the book.
Yeah. What is going on with his hand?
I don't know. I think he's just got a lot of blood.
He must have a circulatory going on. Yeah.
I just
think it's old age. Swollen. The brain's old.
Yeah, but
have you seen hands? I've not seen hands.
Like, it's like it's
I've seen
burst,
old
bro.
Hands like that.
If he pricks his finger, it's just going to be like a fountain.
Of pus.
I mean, I weren't thinking that, but Probably, yeah. Now that you're saying it, probably.
I just think it's old age.
I've always wondered if the royal family like are on Twitter or anything.
They're not allowed to.
Are they not allowed to go on Twitter?
There's a. I was reading it not long ago. There's a rule book, I think, for like royals. Can't sit in certain postures. You can't have social media accounts. You can't go certain places. Literally, there's a lot of things you can't do. Why do you think it is they can't?
Because it's too much of a risk. They might say something that tarnish their reputation. They might do something. They might. It's too much of a
imagine
risk.
Imagine they liked a tweet by accident.
Yeah.
Mad tweet,
everyone's timeline. Like, yeah.
Imagine they get drunk and start tweeting something crazy. Like, come on, like, it's long.
Too much of a risk.
You got chills, yeah, man.
If you were running a country,
what would I do?
Well, yeah, what would you do? What would be your thing? Do you reckon you
basically,
could
basically, if you was able to build a city in the UK, let's say a population of 2 million, where and why would you?
It would be, I love the North.
Yeah.
Love the Northerners.
Mm.
But it would have to be in the South because it is, for some reason, it's so much colder up North.
So
yeah, I can't.
Don't even remind me of filming in the cold up
I
north.
Think it would be, like, I'm from East Anglia, so like Norwich is my nearest city. Okay. I think we deserve another city. Like we have, in Suffolk, we only have Ipswich. Ipswich is a town, so we don't even have a city. We should have a city.
So is Norwich the only
there's
city
like
in East Anglia?
Cambridge as well.
Cambridge.
Is in Cambridgeshire.
Do you know what makes a city a city?
A cathedral.
Yeah, that's mad.
I do, because that is why.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
And if it's a church, it's a town or something. Or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
it's not a cathedral.
It's only a city if there's a cathedral in it.
Because if you go to Ipswich, you're like, this is surely a city.
Yeah.
No, it's not, because it doesn't have a cathedral. Okay. It's Ipswich town.
What would you fill the city with? What kind of shops? Like, what kind of stuff? Like, would you put like a shopping center there?
It would be a gaming
so
city.
So mine, mine would be, it's like giving Tokyo vibes. Okay. We need futurism. Have you watched Free Guy before? The Ryan Reynolds film?
I haven't.
Yet. Okay, so it's basically like, they're in a game, but it's in a city. And it kind of, I want it to be like that. I want everything to be like, quite clean, electric cars everywhere, like brand new, everything. Kind of like DLR vibes, so you have a train driver and things like that. But then I'm also conscious that people need to have jobs because having everything automated takes away from the jobs. So I just feel like you have less worry about like wages and things like that and no materialism. People would just be more happy as they are.
Who would run the city?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Well, you won't put someone in charge to be the scapegoat if something goes wrong?
I'm in two minds, actually.
You've got to be the queen of the sea.
I'm definitely the queen. But do you know, I don't know if I could run a country because I'm so defensive.
You reckon?
So if anyone, you know, like the House of Commons, when the people come up and they're like, just cussing them out and saying, like going in on them, I would have to stand up and be like, well, actually, no, because this, and this.
Would you stop talking to a lot of people? Or would it be actual like
I'd just be there debating. Like, I have to have the last word.
Would you have a cathedral in it?
Would have to.
Yeah.
The cathedral would be all modern looking as well. Like, I don't know. I'm envisioning like a glass cathedral.
I can't envision a modern cathedral.
I will design one in The Sims. Thank you. Can see it.
Speaking of Sims.
You're a big gamer.
I am.
Big gamer.
Do you play? Have you ever played Sims? Do you play Sims?
Like one of my talents in life. You know what? Yeah. I'm quite negative or pessimistic about myself. One thing I know I'm good at is building houses in The Sims. So I've done it on my YouTube channel and I've built the Love Island Villa. I built the whole thing. Very accurate, if I may add. I've built the Wembley Stadium and I've learned how to like put custom content into it so I can make my own objects and put them into The Sims. So I can put my own logo in. When I did Wembley, I put the England, like the Free Lions and sponsors. So I had like I was sponsoring it around the side of the pitch.
How do you have the brain capacity to do all that, bruv? I just find that so long.
My degree's in IT and stuff, so I can pick it up quite quickly.
Makes sense.
Like technical stuff.
Do you play it on computer?
Okay. The PlayStation version is not great.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not the same.
And it's a PC thing still.
Has to be PC.
There's certain games you can only play or on get the PC. The full experience on PC. It's like Counter-Strike and all that.
Or Age of Empires and
the Age of Empires. What a game.
Yeah. Where is The Sims set?
They have different worlds in each game. So the first Sims, I actually can't remember the neighborhood in the first Sims. But then in the second Sims, which is personally my favorite one, you had a place called Veronaville. And then there was this like desert land. I can't remember where it was called. They had aliens and stuff. So each game has its own different neighborhoods. And when we bring out an expansion pack, which is just like a DLC. So it adds to the game and what you can do in it. Each one will have its own world and things like that. So it's just set in Sims land. So one time I had a dream, right? And in my dream, I dreamt of this weird house. So then I woke up and I was like, I need to build that in The Sims. So I'll just build it so it's fresh in my memory. And then I don't actually, once I've built something great, I don't really play in it. But one thing I love doing is I'll start my Sim off and they have no money. So it's called Simoleons. That's their currency. So it has nothing. And then they have to like make, it's called rags to riches. So you have to make money. So they'll like just trying to find like someone making a barbecue in the park and they'll take some of the sausages and eat that way. And they'll sleep in a bush or...
So it's basically the metaverse. Because I'll be real, I ain't played Sims since like 2003 or 4. So I can't even remember. I'll be real. The only thing I remember trying to do is trying to have
woo-hoo.
Sex.
Yeah,
woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Not that the woo-hoo. You're like, hey.
I swear down, like, that's the only thing. Like, now I'm thinking, what is the actual game? Like, what?
It's kind of what you make of it.
Simulation.
Yeah, there's no storyline. You don't have like quests or tasks that you have to do. And it's more like, okay, this is my Sim and this is what I want them to do.
So do you think the metaverse is just a new technology version of The Sims?
The metaverse is different to The Sims because the metaverse, you meet people, like there's actual real people in the metaverse. Because if you were in the metaverse as a character or whatever, that's you technically. And you could meet someone from across the world and actually talk to them. But The Sims isn't online. So it's literally just all fake computer Sims.
Even now, you can't play online, 2022.
No, they did try it once, but I don't think people really cared for it that much.
What other games?
I have been, after years, so when I first started my YouTube channel, I was playing Fortnite on my PC, my like gaming PC, and I was so bad. Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. And then about a month ago, they brought out a new season of Fortnite, and my friends had been playing it quite a bit. Yeah. And it was the weekend of the Queen's funeral, so everything was quiet. Like I had loads of jobs cancelled, so I was like, oh, I've got time to game. So I downloaded Fortnite. It's been a month and I literally play it every day if I can.
So you get a couple...
I got my first Victory Royale solo the other day because when we're in a group, it's fine because they can carry me. But my own one, I was like, yes.
It always feels better when you do it solo.
Yeah.
I'm a Call of Duty man.
See, I have a love-hate relationship with Call of Duty. The hate part is just because I am terrible at it. Mm. The love part is I really like it and I think the actual game itself is sick. I just get motion sick doing first person shooter. That's why I think I prefer Fortnite because it's third person. So I don't get as motion sick.
Well, sometimes I get scared when I go through the corner, I see someone there and it's just like,
And they're so, Call of Duty people are so quick.
Yeah.
And 1 second, you're gone.
I've been playing games since we left your podcast. It's reignited my love of games.
I love that.
No, for real.
I've been playing games every single day and I never used to play.
Really?
At all. I bought a PlayStation and I never even, I turned it on like twice.
Yeah.
Just to flex. And then I never played it at all. But now I've been playing it every day.
Because you guys have got all your setups, right? You're building your streaming setups.
So so Zoo's invested in a serious setup for the lads. Sick. And we're very happy with it.
All right, we're going to start streaming those.
Hey, it's going to be
serious. Right, we can stream together then.
And our friend Paris streams as well. Big up Paris. Right. She's in the building.
Big up Paris. Hi.
Paris streams on Fortnite when we're playing all the time and I just forget because she forgets to talk to her chat.
Yeah.
So then we're just there like chatting. And then we're like, oh, streaming.
There's bare people. Now we're going to start streaming still. So we're going
to... We can all game together then.
Are we jumping on Fortnite?
Huh?
You guys need to jump on Fortnite. No, I think it'll be funny.
COD.
We'll do a trade-off.
Yeah.
We'll do both.
Cool. Yeah, but you need to teach me Fortnite.
And you guys also need to jump on Fall Guys because it's so funny.
I've heard of that. What's Fall Guys?
It's basically like Takeshi's Castle, but in a game.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fun. It's really frustrating, but it's really fun to play in a group when you're on the voice chat and stuff.
No, I'm on that. FIFA, do you play FIFA?
I do, but I'm...
You're NBA Madden kind of fan,
like,
isn't it?
I like both. Yeah, I like all of them, but I'm just not great. I feel for me... I prefer like Final Fantasy is my favorite game ever. I like the role play games, just when you can sit and like do the storyline. So when it's competitive, I get a bit overwhelmed sometimes.
Have you played Far Cry?
I haven't, but
it's too much.
Everyone, yeah, it's a lot. People tell me I need to play it.
It came with my bundle when I first ever bought PS4, I think.
Free. Yeah.
PS3.
Yeah.
I need to try it. That's one that people recommend.
Is there a Metal Gear Solid on PS4 or 5?
Sometimes they repurpose the game and what?
It makes sense.
What was that noise?
I was like, where did that noise come from?
You do that noise again, please. You know when you used to get clocked by one of the things when you're hiding?
It was a doorbell.
Please make that noise.
Please try and make that.
Make that noise. I can't remember the noise, man.
It really projected as well.
That sounded first like,
I was shocked.
That was natural.
Good effort, to be fair.
But Metal Gear Solid, that was a mental game still.
I feel like when the exclamation mark comes through, you just got to get cracking.
And then the music starts playing and it gets tense and nervous. Yeah. I used to get shook.
I like horror games.
Horror games are hit and miss for me. Sometimes they're not really a good game. They're just themed. Like
Resident Evil.
And then Evil's a good game.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I used to get shook, you know. But Red Dead Redemption, I ain't never played, imagine.
Hey, Red Dead Redemption is a brilliant game.
Yeah.
No, do you want to tell them the story about when
one time I played Red Dead Redemption. So I got addicted to Red Dead Redemption. I was playing it every day, yeah. And, you know, there's a one sex scene in the game, yeah.
Every game has that, but it's not even. But when no, you say sex.
No, there's a one. No, it's full nudity.
Yeah.
There's a one sex scene, but. Obviously, my mom's quite religious, yeah? So she don't want to see none of that. Like, you're not allowed to have none of that in the house, yeah? So, like, I used to always, like, I heard about there was a one sex scene, but I never knew when it was going to, I never knew when it was going to happen. Like, you go to a mission and it just comes up straight away in one of the little cutscenes. I must have been, like, sitting down, my mom's just in the background sewing in a little machine, and then the sex scene comes up and I'm like trying to like skip it. And then she just sees it and goes, hey, what are you doing? Like, what are you watching porn? Like in the living room, like, what are you doing? Like,
so
I'm like, nah, mom, it's a game. Like, oh, this is a game. This is the games you like to play. Oh, we didn't bring you here to play these games. Like, and then she's like, yo, give me the disc. And she snapped this though. I can't lie.
My mum banned me from playing San Andreas, Call of Duty. San Andreas, because the BBC done a documentary when I was younger.
That is rage.
On like violence and stuff within GTA.
Children kill people.
And like all the sex and stuff. So she was like, you can't play it. So I used to go to my friend's house literally every weekend.
Just to play it.
And she never knew. And then when I was older, I was like, by the way, I used to go and play San Andreas.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty annoying. When the BBC just ruined everyone's fun.
Yeah, it's like Jamie Oliver with Salt at school.
Aye.
Just Salt. We went from having fried chicken on a Friday, pizza, this, that.
Yeah.
The maddest foods on a Friday.
Vending machines.
And I remember we only experienced it for like, because we got there in year 7. He started this whole palaver halfway through year 7 going into year 8.
Yeah.
So we didn't even get to experience, but the students we used to talk to before that were older, like my brother's year and that. What? Fried chicken, this, that. Mad food. Jamie comes along and just ruins everything.
I don't know. I like the school foods. I got no complaints. You know,
I liked it.
Dinner ladies looked after me very well.
I would have loved fried chicken on a Friday.
Nah, hey.
That would have been.
Do you know what? I went to boarding school, so every meal was a school meal.
What was the meals like? What's the difference between that when it comes to boarding school?
So we had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So for breakfast, I loved breakfast. I went in. It was kind of like a buffet type thing. You could get as much as you want. So I just used to eat loads, hot breakfast and
what
cold.
Was it though, like,
so you could get like
eggs,
anything.
Sausages,
yeah, I just used
that?
To have like bacon sandwiches, and sausages, beans, and then you could get the cereal, yogurt, basically anything. Loved it. Then the quality of food from breakfast to lunch goes down. Because I feel like when all the day peoples came in, there was so many kids to cook for. Like the meals weren't as nice. So it was like lunch was a bit meh. Mm. Some days it'd be good. Some days it'd be bad. Friday was always fish and chips though. Because it's like Friday. But then dinner, they saved all the best for dinner. So I feel like I grew to love school meals. Because I just didn't have any other toys. Yeah.
When did you go home? Like on the weekends or half terms or what was it?
So I went every weekend. We did Saturday school as well, great.
Same, I did that.
Yeah, so we did Saturday morning. And then in the afternoon, if you played sport, you'd go and play sport. So basically, I would go home Saturday night and then go back to school on Sunday night. So I'd be home for a day.
Did you enjoy the boarding school? Would you send your kids there?
I think I would. My mum went to my boarding school.
Oh, okay.
So that's why me and my sister went. And one thing I would say is in primary school, I was so shy. Not with my friends, but to adults or teachers or anything. And I just would not talk or like conversate with people. Then when I went to year 7, I was 11 and I was shipped off to boarding school.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm going to have to make friends. So I literally just like got over being shy.
Mm.
And then I think because of that, and just being at boarding school from like 11 to 18 and just doing everything for yourself, you learn to to live and communicate with different people. So it's like in year 7, 8, and 9, I was in a room with 5 other people living with them. And everyone's got different personalities from different backgrounds and things like that. So I think that's one of the reasons why I'm quite good at conversating with people or interviewing people, just because I'll always try and find one thing that I have in common with them and go off of that.
Would you send your...
I don't know, but I don't know how I feel, because I would, but then I might just like get rid of him.
That's actually one thing as well.
Yeah, I might get rid of him just to do my thing. Like, if I need to do my thing to get, and I need to get rid of them, yeah, but maybe not as well. I don't know. From what you said, it sounds like it's a good idea anyway.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, so we got some headlines to show you, Els.
A disgusting thing I saw now. I saw this, I can't lie, I was scrolling through Twitter and I read the caption. I said, nah, what? How's that even possible? I clicked the video, I promise you, 3 seconds in, I closed it and carried on. I didn't even want to see the rest. So this doctor took out 23 contact lenses from someone's eye because they forgot to take them out.
Wait, what? How?
Someone forgot to take out their contact lenses.
So every day they're putting in new ones.
But they don't feel the contact lens.
This is what we're trying to figure out, because just thinking about it is hurting my eye and my brain. And if you see, can I show you the video?
Please, I really want to see it.
You want to see it?
I love stuff like this.
Oh, I find that stuff so disgusting.
I follow loads of like Dr. Pimple Popper on TikTok. Yeah,
you know what? That's mad satisfying.
So satisfying.
Cool, look.
I just don't really know how.
Well, let me see that as well with you.
But I don't understand, because have you ever slept in a contact lens before?
Oh, bruv.
And you wake up. You can see this. It looks green.
Bruv. Yeah.
Why is it green? Yeah. Why is it green?
Yeah. Why are you still watching?
Because I need to know that they all come out.
Yes, all 23 come out.
They're just piling up. Yeah, that is not, it makes no logical sense.
So Hyder needs to get glasses.
I need to get glasses, yeah.
Welcome to the club.
For the past 10 years, I've needed to get glasses.
Yeah. Longer than that.
But you know what's mad? I need to know why it became this bad, because I used to have,
mashallah,
banging eyesight.
Yeah,
but you just,
I used to be able to see buses from far.
Now you can't believe it. He's trying to look at bus. What number is that?
I'm thinking, what bus number is that? It's not even my bus. Why though?
I've had glasses since year 5.
So how much carrots I ate as well? That thing's bullshit. That thing's a myth.
You know those myths? The carrots, if seeing in the dark, if you eat crust, you get curly hair. That was another one.
What else?
My auntie told me if I eat green pepper, my eyes will turn blue.
Sweet corn makes you a giant, apparently. I ain't no giant. I love sweet corn. I'm short.
So you need glasses.
I need glasses, no.
Have you been to the opticians?
I haven't. Why can't I just walk in, test my eye, give me that glasses, I walk out.
That's what they
book
do,
an
mate.
Appointment. This, that is long.
He's just being very lazy.
Yeah, you are being lazy. I'm supposed to wear mine all the time and I just don't. So I just navigate life with a bit of haze.
All I need glasses for is driving at night.
Hey.
And like when I'm sitting far from something and I got to read it. Like I used to go into uni in that year. Everyone's sitting at the top, at the back. I'm the only bray on the front row there like that, looking, trying to see what's on the board. And I swear
so it's been a while.
And I still used to, it's been
you
a
still haven't
time.
Got glasses.
Yeah, basically.
The worst for me is, obviously I work in football, so I go to football matches a lot.
Mm.
And it's never until I sit down and kick off and I realise I forgot my glasses. So you half the time see. I can't see. As, thank God the numbers are big on the back of the shirt. So now I'm learning like what who's who. Yeah. Before that, no idea.
Do you know where it is? Yeah, I'll be honest. It's a psychological thing for me, yeah. Because I've put on glasses, like I got a friend who's got very similar bad eyesight as me, yeah. Like to pass my driving test, you know when they tell you read that license plate? I've turned up to the test center. Brett's calm. He's like, yeah, hi, da-da-da-da. Walked outside, walking towards the car, but then he stopped me. He's like, we're just going to do the license plate test. Can you read that one over there? I'm thinking, oh, shit, I can't even see that. And I remember the day before, I went to this friend. I was like, bro, I need your glasses. He didn't want to give me his ones, but he gave me 3 other ones. He's like, try these.
That's how they do it in Iraq.
No, listen.
Like, I forgot my glasses. Can I use yours?
Listen. He's giving me 3. He's like, try these. I swear to God, when the test press told me, read that plate, first I've tried to do with no glasses in it. I'm like, oh shit, okay. And I'm not saying nothing. He's just looking at me weird. He's like, what, can't you see? I'm like, no, one sec. I've taken out the first pair. I swear to God, I've put them on. Can't see shit. It's making it worse. I'm like, oh my days. I'm not even going to get into the car. He's just going to film me here. I've taken them off, grabbed the second glasses. I swear to God, put them on. can't see nothing, bruv. I'm like, this bread done me so dirty.
I'm like, gave
me
both glasses.
Took out the third glasses. This test bread is looking at me like, are you all right? Like, are you normal? Like, is everything okay? I'm saying, nah, please give me one sec. Put the last glasses on. I swear on my life, I can't see nothing. Off the top of my head, I've just guessed it. You know when it's blurry and you could just see something?
Yeah.
I've gone FG61. I don't know. He's gone, all right, cool, let's go. I was like, what? I passed it. He's like, yeah, I just took glasses off, put them into the thing. Went into the car, still failed it, but yeah.
Like, so on my license, it says on the back. You so if I got glasses. Pulled over, they'd look on the back and be like, you says you need glasses, wear your glasses.
I'll be real. They see me, yeah. I shouldn't even say this as well. I'm just
incriminating yourself.
Incriminating myself. You see, like, you used to get, have you ever got a letter where it's like, send your license back if you don't? Penalty, fine, jail, this.
I've never had points.
So yeah, penalty. You know when you get them letters. Like, you better send your license back because of.
So basically, when you lose your license, yeah, and all of that, they reckon you have to send your license back with them, innit? I forgot to, innit? Nothing happens.
No, because they don't want people to have your license and use it and pretend to be you.
Or they don't want him driving if he lost his license.
Or they just don't
want you to have an extra card.
Or an ID.
Oh, are you talking about, so I updated the address on my license recently and you have to send it back.
Yeah, you have to send the old card.
I waited until the new one arrived. I was like, I'm not like, I need my ID.
So did you send it back?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, come on. That's how you got
to
do it, heads.
But my point is, you didn't have to. So you could have went on holiday with your spare ID and used that as ID.
I don't recommend it.
I don't recommend it either.
Not at all. Please don't.
I don't condone in any criminality.
I like, you know when you get them letters that are just
you know them letters
jail
that like,
and
yeah,
like jail fines and jail and all of that.
them ones. Everyone gets them.
Yeah. that eye thing was disgusting.
Hey,
disgusting.
There's another headline that we want you to hear about. Okay. Hyde, do you wanna? Cool. I think that's not a good start to it.
It's definitely not a good start.
So, what do you keep in the fridge?
Not much, because I can't cook. It's like drinks normally.
There might be a thing that you might be interested in. I don't know if you are. There's a new thing called egg chap. Runny yolk in a squeezy bottle.
That is disgusting.
Hear me out.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, because I hate eggs, firstly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I don't like mayonnaise or anything like that.
You don't like mayo?
No.
Oh, that's rage.
Don't like
garlic sauce.
You've never had a burger with mayonnaise.
I like garlic sauce, but not if it's too mayo-y.
Do you like the yogurt garlic sauce?
Yeah, I prefer garlic butter.
Do you like burger sauce?
I like hummus. Not really.
Yeah, ketchup.
Yeah, barbecue sauce, sweet chili.
So you don't have burgers with mayonnaise?
No.
What is it? Does it make you feel sick?
I don't like egg.
Do you like, not,
it's too creamy.
Do you like omelette?
No.
Cooked out.
Breakfast.
No, I take the egg out. What, I eat cake. There? I'll have a cake. Egg in that, right?
So between me and you,
egg fried rice?
I will pick the egg out. Egg fried rice.
Okay.
That is
actually
very hard.
I have wok to walk and they put egg in that, but I can't taste it.
You don't realize.
Yeah, I don't realize.
So are you like one of them fussy eaters?
I'm quite fussy, yeah.
So I only started eating egg in like 2013. When I started, it was only the yellow bit.
Scrambled. I was the opposite.
I make my dad eat the white bit. I'll eat the yellow bit.
I think I've tried. I've really tried.
Do you know what it is? I understand what you mean. Because certain times I have eggs, it make me feel sick.
But do you reckon that you didn't like it when you was younger?
You've just
locked it into your brain. They like Hyde with tuna and salmon.
Yeah,
tuna is disgusting.
No fish.
No.
I don't know.
Not even sea bass.
I don't eat seafood or fish.
Fish and chips.
No. With egg, I know I just don't like it because I was the same with tomatoes. I didn't like it when I was younger. Mm. So I just thought I hated it. And now I love tomato. So yeah, I started eating tomatoes.
I went through that. I used to hate tomatoes.
Yeah.
Hisham hates tomatoes.
Now I love them.
I feel like you can't have a sandwich or burger or anything without tomato in it.
No, definitely not. Or lettuce.
I hate lettuce.
You must hate fish eggs though the most.
Fish eggs?
Yeah.
What kind of logic?
No, because she hates eggs and she hates fish.
Two things.
So she must really hate fish. You know what I mean?
Did you ever have them fish oil?
Cod liver oil.
Cod liver
oil. I have
oil.
Those, but I just have to firm
has
it.
Has it ever burst in your mouth?
Yes.
Is one of the most vile experiences
I've ever had. Have you ever had one and then you burp later on?
It's disgusting.
Cod liver oil.
It's disgusting still.
When I take them, I feel good.
Yeah.
And when I take them for a whole week, I feel even better.
Yeah. I try and be good with my vitamins.
There was a next Reddit user who posted his late night snack. Would you have for a late night snack if you're feeling hungry?
I used to have cereal. That was my thing when I was younger. Then I got intolerant to the cow's milk.
So what milk do you drink?
Almond milk.
Almond,
very sweet.
What's that?
So yeah, I used to just have like golden nuggets.
Ooh, yeah.
Love Elite them. And crisps are my weakness.
What's your favorite flavor?
Watsits. Quavers. Oh,
the giant Watsits at the moment.
Okay. Flamin' Hot is the best flavor for them corn snacks or them Watsits.
I like Skips as well.
I hate though. Hot crisps.
Really?
I hate them.
You hate spicy though in general.
I don't hate spicy. I just don't understand how you can overpower food with spice to the point all I'm tasting is spice. No
other
flavor.
Depends on your tolerance.
Yeah, yeah. My mouth's burning. I'm not enjoying the food. So why am I going to overdo it with spice? Spice is nice. I love spicy food. But there's levels to spice.
I used to get what you're saying.
It's like...
It's different now, bro. I had one spicy curry when I was ill once. I was very sick. I had a spicy curry... And it was so hot, it opened up all my nose, blew my nose, washed my face, and I felt normal. I felt good. I felt like I wasn't sick no more.
Yeah.
And from that point on, I thought, you know what? It's a spicy food.
Eat an onion with your food every day. See if you get ill.
Who wants to eat a whole onion with my food every day?
But there's other ways. Who wants to eat the maddest curry that will burn you to the point where it kills you?
No,
I don't want that.
Obviously not.
I don't want that.
To that level.
You get what I'm saying? Like it's,
but some people like are tolerant to spice, so they wouldn't have that taste. But then some people who can't take spice, obviously all you're going to taste is the spice.
I have an uncle, you know them little, they're one of the spiciest.
Scotch bonnet.
Bruv, this, not Scotch, but it's the next green one he eats.
Oh. Mm.
This bread, when I'm telling you, the way he throws these peppers in his mouth and just eats them, like, and I look at him, I think, you're not human. You're not normal. Like, your insides shouldn't be able to handle that. Like he just backs them. But yeah, this Reddit user
That's wild.
Put on his thing for a late night snack, a Jaffa cake with a cheese slice on top.
Oh, I've reacted to this on my radio show. And I said, actually, I'm not mad at it.
Now, hear me out. Me and Tubbs went through something similar where we had an American guest on Big Zoos Big Eats. And we tried out some weird American snacks.
Combinations
that they have. Yeah, one of them was peanuts in Coke.
Yeah. That when they finish their drink, they'll have loads of peanuts that they can just eat at the end of their drink.
That's disgusting, in my opinion. Second thing they had was mince pies with a cheese slice.
Ugh.
When I ate that,
I was thinking, what was that nasty thing that was eating? Oh.
That was one of them, innit? So when I saw this, it reminded me of that.
I weren't mad at the chips and the ice cream.
I hate raw cheese.
Chips and ice cream is meant to be really
chips
good.
Chips and the milkshake, yeah.
I really like salt and vinegar crisps dumped in Nutella.
Hey.
Scoop it up. No very way. Nice.
Shall I show you one Iranian salt and vinegar delicacy? Nutella. Yeah. Yogurt. Natural yogurt with salt and vinegar crisps.
I think that'd be nice.
Literally dip it in.
Yeah.
Still. That's the one. Serious combo.
There's a lot of combination. Cucumber with salt.
Apple with salt.
Orange
with
salt.
Cucumber and feta is elite.
I hate that, you know. That's
a great snack.
I hate raw cheese.
Really? I love
cheese. Is bad. So I like cheese. Disgusting. Would you eat the blue cheese?
No, I have limits. The blue Stilton one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much that... You know, sometimes you get a four cheese pizza.
Yeah.
And the Stilton is too much. It just overpowers it.
Oh, no, I hate that. Yeah. No, they don't.
Some four cheese pizzas.
Do you know what I hate? I hate when they got that creamy cheese they put on the top of the goat's, pizza. What's all
ricotta?
That?
Ricotta. It's like, ricotta.
Goat's cheese.
Goat's cheese.
I know which one I mean.
Goat's cheese.
I don't like that.
Like, you know when you go to a bougie pizza place
and
then you get the cheese and it's just some creamy, massive piece of cheese on top. And it's like...
Not just that. You know them pizza spots, bro? It's them wood oven ones, yeah?
Mm.
You've got tomato on it and there's literally one circle here with a little dab of mozzarella cheese, one circle here, one circle here.
Oh, the best
here.
Yeah, like,
where's
cheese?
The cheese, bruv?
I'm here for the cheese.
Like man didn't order tomato pizza. No, I don't like them pizzas.
Because then you can get certain bits that have
Chicago,
just sauce.
Deep pan, New
I don't
York
mind just
pizza.
Yeah, but then
if
you
I'm
got...
having pizza, I'm here for the cheese.
Do you get what I'm saying? What's the point of having pizza with no cheese?
But you can't even eat cheese. Ooh, you
I
know.
Can. I didn't ever said I was intolerant to cheese.
She never said she was cheese intolerant.
Pasta
and cow's milk.
Speaking of pizza, the best pizza I've ever had in my whole life. Wait, where's you lot? Where's the best pizza? You get me? I'm going to leave mine.
I don't know if I've had like... I can't pinpoint one place where I've had... I like deep pan, like the proper takeaway.
I'm not talking specifically here, like it could be any other country.
What?
Probably America.
See, we ain't been to America because we're not.
We're in Italy, though.
We're in
Italy. Had pizza in Italy, bro.
But
that's together, me and you.
Yeah, but that's not where I had the best ever pizza. Best ever pizza I had was Milan.
Italy. What's wrong with this guy?
We went Venice. The pizza in Venice was
it's still in Italy.
No, but Milan specifically.
You know, Milan, innit? Big up Milan. Big up Fashion Week, all of that.
Oh.
I'll never, ever forget it. That pizza in Venice.
He said that you were like Italy. No, I'm talking about Milan.
Dude, what is he? Just wants to disagree with what I say. No, I closed it.
He was saying the country. I was talking about the city.
If I went to Italy and I had a bad pizza, I'd be so heartbroken.
Yeah, no, Venice was dead in my eyes.
I think I'd try a Jaffa cake with cheese on it.
I'd give it a one go.
Yeah. No, but it would have to be melted.
I don't like Jaffa cakes in general.
Yeah, melted.
I don't know, man. I'd rather have just a Jaffa cake on its own and then just a piece of cheese on its own. But the mixed combination, I'm not here for it.
Do you know what's an elite snack, which I used to have at uni before I stopped eating ham? Crumpet, like toast a crumpet with some butter, then put some ham and a load of cheese on top and grill it. And so the cheese is like crispy cheese and it's so nice.
That's a good shout. Speaking
of cheese toasty, Jeff Diggle, remember he emailed us?
Aye, big up Jeff
Diggle. Big up Jeff Diggle.
Aye.
We see you, my brother.
Big up you.
We see you. Biscoff and cheese toasty.
I feel like Biscoff's too sweet.
Would you try that?
Yeah, is it got crunched up Biscoff on the top? Yeah. Sounds nice.
Yeah, it reminds me of a kanafa, to be honest. You know the hot, so it's like Arab dessert, which is like some pastry and some cheese in it.
Yeah.
And some syrup. And it's delicious.
It's nice. No, I'm not a fan of kanafa,
Nah, man. Hides.
Like I used to bang out carrot, vinegar and salt.
That's pretty weird still.
You think it's weird? But not like... But
is it carrot that's been in vinegar? So you're talking about...
So I'll chop up their carrots, make them into batons, pickle the carrots.
Julienne the carrots,
Julienne the carrots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let it sit in vinegar with bare lemon juice.
Yeah.
And not bare vinegar. The lemon juice is more than the vinegar. The vinegar is just a little touch. Bit of salt, let it sit in the fridge for an hour or two.
Can't lie, I've known you for a very long time. I've never heard this.
No, my dad's, I used to bang it still.
Bring me some then.
Do it. Cut a carrot, put some vinegar and lemon juice.
Bro, I live with you. That deep. It's your combination. Your delicacy. You know what I mean?
Man said, bring me some, like I gotta go across the world to get it, bro.
Do you know what is really nice? I'll have a pizza and I'll always put balsamic vinegar with it.
Do you just want to be bougie?
I'll dip the pizza in it. Yeah, so I'll have a little side of balsamic vinegar, and when I cut my bit of, I like eating my pizza with a knife and fork. Mm. I could just taste nice for some reason. So then I'll dip it in the balsamic vinegar and put it in my mouth.
That sounds like a good shout,
It's really nice. Margarita pizza dipped in balsamic vinegar.
That's a good shout. I like pizza with salad on top and then folding it and then eating it.
Oh, what's that one called?
Calzone.
Calzone. That one.
Yeah, but that's a calzone is like, it's a pizza that's been cooked all over. Hey, I originated folded pizza. I fold pizzas.
I don't
know. Eat that.
I'm sure there was a human before you.
Do you know why?
I don't.
Because you got to fill it up with extra things, make it into a sandwich and put salad in it.
I'm not on what you're up. I can't make everything a sandwich. Certain things are not there to be made as sandwiches. You just eat it how it is presented to you.
I'm raging.
Hubsy has this
obsession.
Everything's a sandwich.
It must be an illness, bruv. We'll be sitting there. I swear to God, we'll be in a restaurant, me, him, Zoo, whoever. We're eating like normal humans. We look across the table, we're thinking, what's Tubbsy doing? He'll be looking at his plate, he'll look around, he'll grab that, he'll look, he'll think, how do I turn this into a sandwich? You know what? Grab that, put that there.
Before you know what's going on.
The whole meal that was on his plate is now in a sandwich somehow. And he's eating it.
I'm not going to say too much, but if I had the Sunday dinner and I had a massive Yorkshire pudding, I might put loads of stuff into the Yorkshire pudding.
Have you done that before? Yeah. Gravy, I've made a roast
and then fold it and eat it. But or I might do, if I have small ones, I'll just make little bites of components of everything and then just go at it.
I'm so different from that. I like to taste everything but on its own.
Yeah.
So I'll have a little routine. Like if I'm eating a roast, I have the chicken, then I have a little bite of veg, and then I have some Yorkshire, then I'll have a potato, and then I'll go keep looping around.
Yeah.
It's mad because I think everyone has their own little way of eating.
Yeah, I hate mixing the ingredients. I want to taste each flavor.
That's how my sister is. She used to look at my... When I used to make things, she's like, why are you mixing it?
Even surprises me being your friend my whole life.
Basically. Bro, you surprise me every day. You don't eat cheese.
Raw cheese. Melt it, I'm involved.
Sorry, Hez, man.
So you're outnumbered here, it's 2-1.
Yeah, slim, I know.
Hey, what? Paris, you're not going to bet me? Do you eat raw cheese?
Yeah. Hez, you got to accept.
Do you two eat raw cheese as well?
Yeah, sorry, come on, man. It's not raw, it's just cheese. It's raw cheese. It's not melted. It's raw. No, it's melted cheese.
Cheese is just cheese.
Who's that at the door?
There you have it. Another episode in the bag. with the wonderful one and only Els the Witch.
Thanks for having me.
Let them know where they can find you on socials.
At Els the Witch on everything.
On everything. Right. Check out her podcast, The Citizens Game Podcast. Yep. For anyone who's into gaming and loves gaming stuff.
Hey, all of that. Catch her on Kiss Fresh.
Come on, catch her on Kiss Fresh family. Yeah, we're on radio we're together rivals. As well.
Yeah. No, I'm Saturday, you're Sunday. We are because Zoo's Liverpool and I'm Man United.
Hey, clip that. Ross, I need you to clip that for me. That's going on the socials. Hey. She's Man United. Man City. You saw it.
Hey, she's been a secret sport.
It's yeah, man. Human. Thank you for listening in. Hyde's official on Instagram and Twitter.
I am Tubbsy.
Come on. Catch us on the socials if you want to hear more from us. Our joint account, Tubbsy and Hyde, are also on Twitter, TikTok, Insta, all of that.
Big up Jeff Dickle.
We'd love to give a big shout out to the Crocs.
Big up Crocs.
Big up Crocs. If you're not crocking, you're not rocking.
If you ain't cracking, you're not rocking.
Come on. Do you own a pair of Crocs?
I have Adidas clogs.
Oh, does that count?
Nah, don't. Wait.
Do you know what it is? I may have a pair of Crocs, but that they've been worn once and it was for my friend's hen do because one of the terms and conditions of the hen do was that everyone had a pair of Crocs.
All I'm saying is, if you ain't crocking,
you're not rocking. Big up Eve Tierney who sent us a video. They were lit.
Aye.
I'm just here for the gibbets. They're going, you know, the toys.
Oh, the little things.
I got my mum a pair of Crocs. Yeah, gibbets.
Gibbets.
We got a brand new podcast alert. Make sure you lot join Josie Tota, Alicia Pasquale Pina, and Yasmin Hamidi, three young actresses, disruptors, and best friends as they navigate the issues that affect their lives, from hookup culture and social media to structural racism and LGBTQ plus rights. They won't shy away from diving deep into controversial topics, even turning to their elders, actors, activists, comedians, experts, politicians, 26-year-olds, to try to understand the world their generation was handed. Catch a new episode of Dare We Say every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. For now, that's enough from us.
I've been Tubbsy.
I've been Haidar.
I've been Els.
It's been a pleasure. Make sure you lock in next week. Love and guidance.
Yalla, bye.
Bye.
Woo!
What if the key to reversing aging is hidden in a golden retriever's DNA? Could chaos theory help economists forecast the future of the economy? Have psychologists actually cracked the science of happiness? If any of those questions grabbed your attention, then you have to check out Big Brains, a podcast that doesn't just explain the latest breakthroughs, it introduces you to the people who are achieving them. This isn't pop science dressed up with clickbait. It's the real deal, produced by the University of Chicago, a global leader in academic research, with leading scholars, not influencers. These are real ideas and insights from real experts, made accessible to everyone. If you're craving depth, clarity, and knowledge that lingers long after the episode ends, then tune in to Big Brains. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find us at bigbrainspodcast.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.